and non-proliferation. In 1993, Belarus made a conscious choice to abandon nuclear weapons by joining the NPT, becoming the first post-Soviet country to voluntarily refrain from possessing nuclear weapons without any preconditions. In 1994, Belarus, Russia, the UK, and the US signed guarantees on Belarus's accession to the NPT, and they took on the obligation to guarantee the sovereignty and territorial integrity of Belarus and to refrain from any measures of political or economic pressure. However, for a long time now, Belarus has suffered an unprecedented political and economic, financial, and information pressure. This is a direct violation of the provisions of the memorandum and the UN Charter. Unilateral coercive measures in economic policy are accompanied by the build-up in our neighboring countries, NATO members of their military capabilities, very close to the borders of Belarus. Taking into account these circumstances and the legitimate concerns we have in this regard about our security, Belarus takes transparent steps to respond to these, as we are forced to do, by building up our defense capabilities. These actions are purely a response and are intended to improve our defense, our ability to defend ourselves. Also, strictly in accordance with NPT, control over nuclear warheads and technologies lies upon Russia. According to NPT, nuclear weapons states should not transfer these weapons, and they are responsible for oversight of this. I would like to note that NATO has long had a policy of joint nuclear weapons. Several helicopters are certified for verification flights, and there are exercises in several European states: Belgium, the Netherlands, Italy, Turkey, Germany. There are about 150 tactical nuclear weapons, and there are several aircraft that could be used to deploy them. We respect constructive dialogue to enhance global security and multilateral fora for arms control and disarmament, including when it comes to nuclear weapons. In light of this, we call on states to end the practice of joint nuclear missions and for the US to withdraw its weapons from the countries I mentioned. This would help to de-escalate tensions and bring us out of a tense situation. This would foster mutual trust and would be a powerful symbol of how we could overcome the impasse in the CD. Thank you.
I would like to thank His Excellency, the representative of Belarus, and I give the floor now to the representative of the Republic of Korea.
Thank you, Mr. President. The RK wishes to begin by congratulating you on the assumption of the presidency and assures you of its full cooperation, including to keep its remarks